It's a long story. It feels even longer because we're familiar with it for most of us. It's hard to listen to something that we're so very familiar to. But here it is. And our lens has changed a bit as we look at this. A lot of times what I pull out from the scripture is, why did she come at noon? A lot of times what I picture about this, I'll talk about racial relations. A Samaritan woman who is very suspicious of a Jewish man who is asking her for a drink of water. But today what I want you to notice is she's alone. And Jesus is alone. I want you to notice what the conversation's about. It's about necessity of life. It's about water. Many of you have gone into the stores, and there is no water to be found. Nor Germix, nor Clorox wipes, nor toilet paper. It's interesting that's what their conversation is about. It's about necessity. And even when the disciples return, it continues to be about necessity. It's about food. I was at Kroger on Thursday, and I could have sworn I was like in a time warp. Is it the day before Thanksgiving? Why are all these people in Kroger? Again, there was no toilet paper on the shelves, which I didn't need, nor was there bottled water, which I didn't need. I was just there to get a few items that I needed for a recipe. I'm like, why are all these people here? It's crazy. I had seen all the Facebook stuff, you know, about there's no toilet paper anywhere, there's no water anywhere, but I mean, I just thought it was jokes. I didn't think it was real until I really saw it for myself. There's been a lot of panic, right? A lot of panic going around. Last week, we ended with turning our eyes upon Jesus. I think that's extremely important to make sure that we stay focused on the one that is greater than any pandemic ever, right? That it is greater, but we also have to be smart. So this woman's at the well by herself. I have a feeling that we're going to be spending quality time with ourselves and the people that live with us, right? To what they're calling social distancing and flattening the curve. But as this woman is by herself, the interesting thing is, unexpectedly, Jesus shows up. Jesus shows up in the midst of her daily life. Jesus shows up when she's alone. You know, we see a lot of stories where Jesus is in the midst of crowds, and crowds are clamoring at him. You see the body coming together, and there's the mystical feeding of the 5,000 with the loaves and the fishes. But here it is just one solitary person. And Jesus shows up in a powerful way. There may be a time when we have cabin fever in our own home in the weeks to come, to know that Jesus is there with us. Not talking about bottled water, but living water. It's that fresh spirit that rises up within us that is a necessity of our spiritual well-being. That we continue to turn our eyes upon Jesus so that that spirit will continue to rise up within us, because it brings us peace. It brings us special knowing. It calms us and helps us to rationalize what's going on. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Cindy and I were in a completely different place. Cindy was already at the place of knowing that this is bad. And she'd come in and tell me we need prayer. I'm like, nah, Cindy, they're blowing it out of proportion. It can't be that bad. Crazy media circus. They're always sensationalizing stuff. It was not until Friday on a conference call that it was a wake-up moment for me, and probably Cindy is praising God that I got to hear it. Woohoo! Stephanie is finally on board! Not that I am panicked, but it helped me rationalize what's going on. So I want to share what I learned outside of the media circus of what I learned, and why social distancing is so very important, and why, as St. John's, how we're going to respond to this. So here's the deal about COVID-19. It likes to be shared a lot. And because we don't have any preventive measures like the flu, that's why it's so very contagious. When you get the flu, most people have been immunized, and so they won't get it. So if you got the flu and you go home, you might infect one other person, either in your household or on the way. Even though you came into contact with a whole bunch of other people, they won't get it, because we've taken precautions as a society to prevent it. We don't have that luxury with COVID-19. There's two things about COVID-19 that I want you to understand, and why social distancing is so very important. And as I say this, y'all might just spread out in the sanctuary. Like, I don't want to be that close to you anymore. And that's okay. Go ahead. Nobody's going to judge you. It's probably a wise decision. All right. So one is, a person can be contagious with COVID for 2 to 4 days before they show any symptoms whatsoever. So at this very moment, any of us could have it. Don't panic. All right. Okay. I'm getting it. All right. Because you don't know. It's a sneaky little bug. All right, you just need to realize it's sneaky. The other thing about it is that because we don't have the precautions, nobody's immunized because this is brand new. It's a brand new sneaky little bug. We are more likely to catch it. So with flu, it's one person gets it, maybe another person gets it, and then another person. It's like a one little chain, all right, every time somebody gets it. With COVID, it could be 2 to 4 people. So somebody has it out there and you come in contact with them, they may pass it on to 2 to 4 other people, who will pass it on to 2 to 4 other people. And all the while, these people will not show symptoms for 2 to 4 days. All right? The only way to snuff this thing out is to not get it. So I want you to think about like a game. All right, I love to turn things into a game. Your game is stay away from people. All right, wash your hands and don't touch your face. Every time you touch a face, you lose 5 points. All right, every time you don't wash your hands or you don't sanitize after touching a surface, you lose 10 points. All right. You go into a place and you get too close to a person or you touch surfaces without being sanitized, you lose 20 to 30 points. All right. You stay home. You wash your hands a lot. You keep your hands away from your face. And you gain 100 points every single day. All right. So you can make it a game in your household. You catch somebody touching their face, 5 points. Right? You wash your hands. Okay. Lots of that. Again, God is greater than all of this. To be smart. Cindy's prayer, help us to be smart about this. Be smart about this. For younger folks, this thing isn't too dangerous. The older you get, the more it is. So just keep that in mind as well. The scripture tells us one of the Ten Commandments is love your neighbor as yourself. That's really what this is about. You protect yourself so that you can protect the ones you love the most. You're right, it may not be about you, but it could be about someone else on several different levels. To avoid this sneaky little bug is not just to protect you, but it's to protect everyone else that you love. The other thing is, people are going crazy. Panic makes a person self-centered. Fear makes a person self-centered. That's why people are bulk buying. Really? You think you need a lifetime supply of toilet paper right now? You don't. You might need a month's worth. I mean, if you rationalize it, how much toilet paper do you really go through in a month, folks? That's all you need. So to keep an eye on your neighbors. Notice at the end of the story, there's a community response to the woman at the well. After she spends time with Jesus, this personal time with Jesus, and she gets to know him and she asks questions, and he blesses her and tells her about this living water that is rising up within her that is so very precious that will never, ever run out. She goes out into community. There is a communal response. Okay. Here, it's a different community response. It's still a community response, but it's different. Our community response is to keep an eye on our neighbors and to those people who we know are more vulnerable to this virus, to make phone calls and go, do you have what you need? Do you have food in your pantry? Were you able to get toilet paper? Do you have what you need to share your resources? Because we all know that we have plenty. Keep an eye on your neighbors. Keep an eye on those you love the most and make sure that we share our resources and we share our blessings because we all know that God is good. So when the disciples came back, they had lots of questions at what Jesus was doing with that woman. They wondered if he had had food. There was lots of questions. We have lots of questions, right? Lots of uncertainty. How many of you have ever lived in during a pandemic? Me neither. It's a learning curve. And that's all we're going to do is we're going to learn. So earlier I asked you, because it feels big, doesn't it? Do you feel like there's germs just like walking all over you? Yeah, me too. Which is ridiculous because I'm like hand sanitizing like every 10 minutes. When we focus on these things, they become bigger to us than they already are. I think the media has made it bigger and a bigger focus than what it should be, rather than for this time period on safety measures. But during this time, as we're smart, right, to be smart about all of this, to keep our eye on Jesus and what we are grateful for. So right now, I want you to think about what you've been journaling. I have to say that I've been really surprised because I've been focusing on what I'm grateful for. And if I had not been journaling, I would have just passed right over it. Certain people in my life, certain people in my kids' lives, So this morning, what I want you to do is I want you to share, just kind of out loud, right now, what are you grateful for? What has been in your journal? What may have been the most surprising thing? What may have been the most obvious thing? What is like the top of your list? Go ahead, tell me now. Family, neighbors. Allison, what is it?
Definitely
help.
Help.
Financial blessings,
kindness
of strangers, yeah,
understanding.
For me, I've had these, I don't know about you, but I've had these surprising moments that have been such a blessing. And one of those is I was having lunch on a Friday with Ethan and Aiden. And Aiden decided to share some of his plans of going to church with a friend because he just felt like, he just felt bad. His heart hurt for them, and they just needed somebody. And at that moment, I was just so very grateful for Aiden, to be aware, to be so very grateful for this 16-year-old kid hanging out with my kid that had such a big heart. It's stuff like that that's showing up on my list, that if I weren't looking for these, I would have passed over them. And as we are worried about the unknown of the coming weeks, as we are preparing ourselves and we're being smart, and we're not just living for ourselves, we're not in a panic, but we are calm and we are smart in the days to come, we keep our eyes on Jesus and the blessings that continue to be all around us. Because even in those moments, we expect to be alone. Jesus shows up. Jesus shows up. And the blessings keep on coming, and there's always so much to be grateful for. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As the praise band gets on stage,